This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. And your calls, questions, and comments are welcome at 800-228-0550. You can text me at 367-2054. I love your text, day or night. Send them. Tell me what's on your mind. Same with Todd, 226-8503. Love to hear from you. Dear Elise is going to join us in just a moment here. Stephen Stanley has been waiting to weigh in for a while, so let me get Steve in here before we talk to Daryl. Steve, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, I'm a native from Colorado, and legalized marijuana has turned the state of Colorado into a crap magnet. And I'm going to make North Dakota my permanent home, and I've put my place up for sale in Colorado, and my realtor I'm dealing with tells me that he gets a call at least once a week from someone out of state that's wanting to move there for the legalized marijuana, but they don't want to spend over, say, like $90,000 for, and there right now, you can't even buy a single wide, 30-year-old trailer house for $90,000. There hasn't been any increase in revenue, you know, for the schools or for the roads when I talk to my friends back there, because the legislature decided after they legalized it that they, well, hey, we need to tax this like cigarettes and alcohol. But the people using marijuana said taxes, we don't need no stinking taxes. So they continued either to grow their own or buy from their dealer that they bought before it was legalized. And the other problem they have now, especially in the Front Range of Colorado, is heroin. And they have a heroin death. They pick up the bodies, you know, they pick up at least one every morning. And the homeless is another problem. The town that I came from, we have panhandlers now down at Walmart we didn't have before. And now with legalized marijuana, we have panhandlers. The homeless is a huge problem there right now. And the politics of Colorado that's, you know, pretty progressive, left-leaning, they go out of their way to help the homeless, you know, provide them with portable toilets, places to go. They even have a program where they can get clean needles so they can shoot up their heroin. So that's nothing you don't want that here. And natives like me, they're leaving the state. They're getting out. They want out.
Well, there is a devastating, account of the current situation in Colorado. I think would make anybody go to the polls and say no way, no how on measure number three. I'm still back on crap magnet. I don't know about you, Todd, but he said that Colorado was a crap magnet because of the recreational marijuana. There's a visual. Put that on a billboard. Come to the crap magnet, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that'll bring them in. Anyway, well, Steve, I appreciate your comment. Yes, sir.
But Scott, that's what came into the state. It brought the homeless into the state for the marijuana, and then, you know, the people that don't want to spend a lot of money. So that, what did it bring? It brought all the crap, and it's in Colorado. And on top of that, it's a sanctuary state. So things aren't good there, and you don't want to have that happen here.
Sad deal. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the call from Stanley, North Dakota, home of the World of Whip, over here at Dakota Drug. Good stuff. All right, Daryl Lease is here. Daryl is the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. The North Dakota Farm Bureau has come out with concerns about measure number one. And add them to the list. There's a long, growing list of well-respected organizations in the state of North Dakota that are advocating for a no vote for a number of different reasons. And we wanted to catch up with Daryl and talk about theirs today on the program. Daryl, how are you doing?
I'm doing well on a beautiful Monday on our way to a balmy 50 degrees today after a very cold night.
Yeah, and there's maybe 60s, maybe 70s coming. So just so you know, we have now, winter is over. We've passed winter, and now we had our winter. It's done. Trust me on this one thing.
We need some sunshine and warm days to finish up the harvest season across the state, especially our good farmers over there in the valley regions over there. They really got a dose of winter last week that they didn't need quite at this time, but we got to take what's thrown at us. And farmers and ranchers are extremely they're high on the perseverance end of things, and we'll get through it. But a little cooperation now from the weather would be great.
Yeah, no kidding, man. It is so sad to see some of that crop still sitting there in the middle of this weather. So we got some work to do, no doubt about it. So let's talk a little bit about the Measure One position of the Farm Bureau. Just lay it out for us first.
Well, let me start off, if you allow me, Scott, to just read one of our philosophical founding beliefs of Farm Bureau, and it'll set the premise for this whole discussion here. And our belief says, and I quote, "Individuals have the right and responsibility to speak for themselves individually or through organizations of their choice without coercion or government intervention." That is a mouthful of nothing but patriotic freedom speech right there. And that's what Measure One is aiming to shut down, is individuals' rights to freely speak, freely engage with elected officials, or if you read the measure, elected officials or appointees of government or employees of government. Think of the big wide range that puts out there in those words, of the amount of people in North Dakota that, unless you're an immediate family member, basically are not approachable for even a coffee or an ice cream cone, as because it would be considered a gift.
Yeah, that's crazy. The appointee thing is interesting too, because you could be appointed to some board. You're not getting paid anything. You're just doing it as a public service. There's a lot of appointees, different boards and committees and whatnot. And now that's a whole new host of folks that are just, again, good public servants. They aren't elected to anything. They're anything, but now they're caught in that web, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, let's start off by saying any measure that changes the Constitution that has nearly as many pages or words as the current Constitution maybe should have a no vote, just because of that matter, because what are we trying to do with all this extra wording in our Constitution? Constitution is supposed to be, ideals, set ideals, and our statutory law is what is supposed to set all those guiding laws and regulations in that place. What are we doing trying to put something with this many words, this much confusion, and this much, really infringement on constitutional rights into our Constitution here in North Dakota?
It seems to me that, given the fact that money's poured in from these sort of shadowy left-wing figures in California and Massachusetts, to try and affect change in the North Dakota Constitution, that this isn't about quote unquote cleaning up corruption, which they use, but rather about, we can't win at the ballot box, so let's figure out another way to just disrupt government and get people who think like us in there. Is that too strong?
No, I think that's exactly right. I mean, where's the transparency of where all this money's coming from? They sure aren't putting that out there very heavily, are they, for those that are supporting Measure One? And let's be honest, we have reporting requirements in this state. If you contribute monetarily or in kind, whether you provide, use of a copier that exceeds $200 for a campaign, you have to, report that $200 plus expenditure. And it talks about lobbyists in this measure. Well, lobbyists right now have to fill out a form with the Secretary of State if they buy a lunch and how much they spend buying lunches or that for legislators during the legislative session. We have reporting requirements. If people want to look that stuff up, it's available to look up.
Yeah, all of it is there. Meanwhile, if one of your members, as I understand this, Daryl, decides, "Hey, there's a bill important to me. I'm gonna, My wife and I are going to get in the car. We're going to head in there. We're going to spend a couple of days in Bismarck. We're going to do this. And they spend over $200 between the gas and the meals and hotel room and everything else, which wouldn't take long, and go to the legislature. They now need to report all of that, right? I mean, every individual that comes to simply talk to a member of the legislature about something important to them, citizens now are, ensnarled in all of this. Do I have that right?
An individual said, yeah, that's the one question that's in there of whether that would be a requirement or not and how much trouble a person could get into. The other thing is that we question, they talked about lobbyists. Well, are they talking about the lobbyist organizations? And then who's attached to that organization? Now, like Farm Bureau, we do lobbying. And there's about four of us each year that get registered as the official lobbyist for the organization. But our organization is a lobbyist organization on behalf of North Dakota citizens, mainly farmers and ranchers, but all citizens in North Dakota, because we cover a lot of issues. And we've got 27,000 member families. Are anyone with an affiliation to our organization considered a lobbyist arm of that lobbying organization?
Right back with more with Darrell Lee talking about Measure 1 today. Farm Bureau's opposition to it. Calls welcome, too. We'll do it when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Scott Hammond. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Measure 2 question related to qualified citizens voting. for the listener that called in last hour. So why don't we try and call Gary Amenath? Gary was one of the proponents of that, and if he can't answer it, somebody can. I think it's a pretty straightforward answer. I know this. The intent of Measure 2 is to clean up the language and prevent a loophole being exploited by people who want people who are not legal citizens, not legal citizens, to vote. So Measure 1 is to toughen that up and make sure that they can't. Essentially, won't change anything in the way of the intent right now. So that's something we need to do. Brought to you in part by our friends at DAC Diesel. CJ and the crew working hard this morning. And I tell you what, if you're looking for a diesel repair, any kind of diesel repair, I mean anything, you name it. Maybe it's not running right, or it hasn't been running right for a while, or you've taken it to other places and they're not getting it done, and it comes back, does the same stuff. Call CJ today, 701-258-5011. For the repair and maintenance needs of your vehicle. They're in Bismarck, 258-5011. And if you haven't had the diesel vehicle serviced in a while, I mean, we're talking semi-trucks and pickup trucks and tractors, it's a very good idea. Very good idea. Save you money in the long run. They do that, too. Call them at 258-5011, 258-5011. Back with Darrell Lease, North Dakota Farm Bureau, the latest group to come on with their opposition to Measure Number 1. We're talking to Darrell now about it. John in Minot has a question for you. Darrell, go ahead, John.
Yeah, I believe Number 1 is only another way of the liberals to try and tie up the courts. And as far as lobbying goes, I figure anyone in a position of power, whether it be for working for the government or works for a private company, accepts more than a cup of coffee and a piece of pie, is being bribed.
Your comment, Darrell?
So if I heard that right, he believes that any official that receives more than a cup of coffee and a pie is being bribed, or he doesn't believe that?
He hung up, so we're going to have to guess.
Yeah. Here's the problem with a lot of this, is it's going to inhibit just normal gathering, conversational, get to know, build a relationship thing that we as North Dakotans value. And, you know, to have a cup of coffee with someone, it doesn't matter who pays for it, it's a cup of coffee. I do not know anyone that has tried to buy a boat with a cup of coffee or even a meal for $15, $20, $30. And I don't know anyone that's going to sell their soul or their boat for a $15, $20, or $30 meal or a little mug or something that's given as a gift at the legislative session as a icebreaker to meet new legislators that are just elected, or say hello to longtime elected legislators and friends and say, you know, just I wanted to have a visit with you. Here's a little, you know, token, something you might be able to use during your legislative session here. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that things like that are going to sway someone's vote. And, you know, I've had someone say to me that's in favor of Measure 1, oh, that's not what they're talking about. No, that's what the measure does talk about. You got to take the measure for what it is and the words that it's written in, and that's what it does do, is inhibit normal conversational behavior that North Dakotans value.
And as far as tying up the courts, you know, it does feel a little Robert Mueller-ish, right? Like a little witch hunt-ish, like it would just be, you know, a total mess. I mean, just one allegation after another over a cup of coffee. What's that?
Yeah, let's make every good person a criminal. Really? That's basically what we're doing. Make every good person a criminal. Because you know what? People that have good in their heart, they whip out that extra dollar and a half or $2 to pay for that coffee, or $6 if you're at one of the glamour spots out there. They just do that. That's one of those things that we talked about, that North Dakota nice thing. Oh, that, to me, that's the American nice thing. You just do that. You don't, regardless of whether they're an elected official or not. I mean, I do it just randomly once in a while. I've seen, and the reason I do, because I've seen other people throughout my 4.5 decades of being alive do it just randomly. You'll pick up the tab for someone's coffee. Just, you know what? Have a great day, sir or ma'am, or, you know, that's just what we do. And to think that we're going to criminalize just nice gestures, just conversational gestures, is absolutely ridiculous.
North Dakota Farm Bureau adding its voice to a number of organizations. I might pull those out here in a second and tell you all the groups that have come out against this. GNDC, a number of chamber groups, business groups, ag groups, energy groups, all opposed to this as well. So it's quite a coalition against it. Texter just said, what is Measure 1? Well, how would you answer that question, Daryl? What is Measure 1?
Measure 1 is it's an overreach. It's a plan to implement overreach of government on good-intentioned everyday citizens in the search for someone that is trying to bribe a public official with very, very minimal monetary investment and time investment, but yet that's what they're going to make criminal. It's just a bad proposition for North Dakota, a bad proposition anywhere, actually, infringing on people's constitutional rights, free speech, free engagement rights. That is just absolutely unbelievable that we would even consider that in North Dakota. And I have a feeling that North Dakota voters are smart enough to know that this is not what we need. We have laws on the books for reporting, for making sure we know. Anyone can look it up. If you don't like someone that took dollars from a certain individual or a certain organization or a certain PAC or a certain whatever, you don't have to vote for them. Let the voters decide what is too excessive and what isn't excessive. Instead of tying up the courts like that gentleman said, like John said, tying up the courts for ridiculous reasons. And on that list of people, Scott, I think it's important to know North Dakota Farm Bureau, very conservative-leaning general ag organization. On the opposite end of the spectrum, we don't agree much, hardly ever, if ever, except on this one, the ACLU is also against this.
Yeah, very good point. I mean, that's just the opposition there. On the different sides, explain it. I would just add to what is Measure 1, very deceitful, number one. It's not what it's intended to be. People were snookered into signing it by saying, are you wanting to sign the anti-corruption bill in North Dakota? Well, who wouldn't want to be that? Who wouldn't want to be against the corruption? But that's not what it is. It's really more practically a complete and total solution in search of a problem. You know, it doesn't exist here. We have all the measures they want to put in place, so makes no sense. Let's see. Do I have time for Ty? I'm going to get Ty a chance to give a comment real quickly. Ty, go ahead.
This discussion about all these measures. There's a component to this Measure 1 that I don't think everyone's discussing right now. It's far more sinister than coffee and pie. When they gather these names, when they make a charity or so forth, an organization, divulge who their donors are. So what will happen is these organizations, these Soros-backed organizations, these liberal organizations are going to gather this information. They're going to know who's donating money. Well, then what that turns into is one of their typical intimidation campaigns.
That's a good point, Ty, because all of that's disclosed. You donate to a charity, the charity goes to the legislature, your name is disclosed. It's part of the law.
Like
so bad deal, but no one Measure 1. Thank you very much, Daryl. Appreciate the time.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1. Paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he spoke to the King of Saudi Arabia this morning and he denies any knowledge of what happened to missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi last seen on October 2nd walking into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The Turkish government says he was killed inside the consulate by a Saudi government hit team. The president says he's sending Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to meet with the Saudi king to discuss the allegations. Despite teasing her about her claim that she had a Native American ancestor, President Trump is unimpressed at news that Senate Democrat Elizabeth Warren has produced DNA results proving that she had a Native American ancestor. He just says he hopes she decides to challenge him in 2020.
I think she'd be very easy. I do not think she'd be difficult at all. She'll destroy the country.
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your mind, 28 before the top of the hour? I get that typical question that I get about the MyPillow. Is it really that good? See, if you're asking that question, what you're saying is when I go on the radio, I'm, you know, not exactly being truthful. I'd never do that. I wouldn't do that. Your family, folks. When I say it, I believe it, I mean it, and I do mean it about the new MyPillow mattress topper. It is fabulous. I feel as pumped up about that as I do the MyPillow pillows, invented by our friend Mike Lindell. 30% off when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott or call them at 800-506-9028. 30% off, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, and you get two standard pillows thrown in absolutely free. All right, so let's see here. We have Lynn Helms coming up. Going to talk about the latest numbers of oil and gas production in North Dakota. Welcome your calls for Lynn as well. We also had a question last hour from a caller, and I said I'd get an answer. So we're going to try and get an answer. So I called Gary Emanuth. Gary, you may remember, was instrumental in getting measure number 2 on the ballot, and that is the question about our election integrity and making sure that we have to be a citizen to vote. So a pretty important piece of our basic fabric of our meaning. Gary, how you doing?
I'm great, Scott.
I'm great. Good. Thank you.
Good. I'm going to play a question from a caller and see if you can answer her question. She had a question about the definitions of qualified voters. Here, roll that.
9 o'clock.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster.
Had I not...
We have the caller, Kevin?
Stand by. Apologies.
One sec, Gary. We got it here. Ready to go. We
no
have.
Problem.
I'd recap it, but I know I'd mess it up. I want to do it exactly how she said it.
Here we go.
I'm inquiring about measure number 2.
Yes.
It says already in our Constitution that only U.S. citizens are qualified to vote. The amendment would say that only qualified U.S. citizens can vote. What does qualified mean?
All right, there's the question.
What well, is let qualified? Me just make, yeah, let me just make a little bit of clarification. It's not quite 100%. It says every U.S. citizen is a qualified elector. And we've changed the word every to only. So the lady was kind of accurate, but not quite right, because it says every U.S. citizen. We're changing every to only. And here's why we did that, Scott. California is one issue that their constitution is very similar to North Dakota, where they have every in there as well. And it means it can mean if people want to interpret it, and some people have in Boston and Vermont now and Maryland, that when you say every, it means every U.S. citizens a qualified elector. But it can be non-exclusive, so they can change it to say, but it also includes people who have green cards and are working in the U.S. and paying taxes, even though they're not a U.S. citizen. We're going to let them vote. Now, by saying only, we make it exclusive, so only a U.S. citizen can vote as opposed to every. Now, for clarification, people have been critical to say, well, our state law does not allow someone that's not a U.S. citizen to vote. That is correct. What our measure is attempting to do is to align the North Dakota Constitution with state law. And if at any point in time the legislature would choose to make it more loose, they would have to have a tougher, it would be a tougher challenge because our Constitution now is exclusive by using the word only. So, and then we added one other section, Scott, in Article, we added Section 3 that identifies all local elections as well, such as school board, city commission, township, county commissioners, et cetera, because what the left has done when they've challenged this, there is a federal mandate that says that in federal elections and statewide federal elections, only U.S. citizens can vote. So we have a federal mandate. But what they've done to try to loosen it up, the left has gone out and decided to take these local elections that I just referred to and have them vote in them as well. So we just wanted to double down, if you will, by listing the local elections that have to be included in it so that it's only a U.S. citizen and North Dakota resident and it's exclusive as opposed to every makes it non-exclusive and they can add people, which my point was about the green card. It's nothing more complex. It's very simple. I mean, it's just a function of we're just buttoning up the Constitution to match state law, and it's not a big deal, but people are overreacting, and they're making it about immigration, and they're making it about we're trying to do voter suppression. It's just the left overreacting to thinking there's something run amok here and some funny business, and there's nothing at all. It's just that we're wanting to get out ahead of it.
All right, there you go, folks. You got your answers on Measure 3 now. Thanks a bunch, Gary. Appreciate it.
Measure 2.
Oh, I'm sorry, on Measure 2. Yeah, so here's what I say. No on 1, yes on 2, no on 3, flip a coin on 4. That's my, that little scorecard if you're trying to keep track. But this is Measure number 2. Again, something we all care about, the integrity of the vote, no doubt about it. Glad you did it, Gary. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Gary Emanath, I promised I'd get an answer, and I just remembered we hadn't got an answer yet, so we had to quickly get that done before we started our final interview of the program today with the one and only Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources. Lynn, how are you today?
I'm well, Scott. Thank you. Beautiful.
Thanks for joining. Yeah, we're going to get some nice weather again. I heard winter's over. What do you think?
Well, I think we're going to get hit the pause button for a couple of weeks. We're going to get our first half October weather in the second half.
Yeah, there you go. That's how it's going to work. So what was your take on the latest snapshot of where we're at production-wise?
Well, it's pretty exciting news, Scott. The economic engine of Western North Dakota is back in gear, and so we're seeing, you know, more than 100 well completions in July and in August. We had beautiful weather in August. We finally hit that 45 frac crew number that we needed to get to build production, and so new records, new record oil production, new record gas production, new all-time high in terms of wells producing, and that means that we're driving the economy forward in Western North Dakota.
By the way, Daniel, I don't know if it's on your end or Len's end or what, but I'm getting a weird echo back from Len, so it's just a little bit hard to hear, so you just tell me if you can tap a few buttons and figure that out, which is something we'd like to get taken care of. Lynn, when you talk about the production side of things, obviously that new record the previous month was a good thing. And, you know, we've talked before about a push for 2 million barrels. In the early stages of this new record, do you have in the way of an indicator of how long something towards the 2 million mark is going to take?
Well, I think we're sure on track for that, Scott, but we're talking years in the making here. We've got some wrinkles we got to work out of the system. As you know, gas capture is kind of holding oil production back, and we've got a lot of investments lined up coming the remainder of this year and through 2019. That should free us up to really grow production in 2020 and 2021. So, you know, we really think by the middle of the decade of the 20s, we ought to be able to achieve that mark. But it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of investment. We were really happy to see the ribbon cutting out there in Watford City last Friday. Oasis Midstream cut that ribbon. They're going to bring that Wild Basin plant on, and that's going to add 10% to our gas processing capacity in North Dakota.
Yeah, I was out there for that exciting day, and, you know, pretty amazing when you think about the capacity there to the point there, the, you know, when this is all online, second biggest processor in the state, and as you say, getting 10% of the state's production, pretty phenomenal. Speaking of production growth, on the oil side, we have new numbers coming into effect related to the amount of capture that is required of, you know, oil production. They have to capture now 88% instead of 85% of the flares, and so you need the new processing capability and probably some more. Do you see that slowing the growth on the oil production side?
Oh, yeah, we absolutely do. And, you know, our mandate from the governor has been to really look at this thing hard. I think we're going to have a discussion of it here in about a week, 10 days, with the Industrial Commission to make sure that we're doing everything we can to not discourage investment capital from coming to North Dakota. So we already know that our oil and gas companies are self-restricting production. Anecdotal information, we don't have a way to calculate it in our data that's submitted, but anecdotally, what we hear from the oil and gas companies is maybe 50,000 barrels a day that they're self-restricting in order to meet the gas capture requirements. If they were able to produce that, of course, the economy would grow faster, production would grow faster. So how can we turn that into investment in some way to store that gas or use that gas so we can move this thing forward faster?
You mentioned the governor's asking for it to be given a good hard look. What kind of range of options would you have in the way of, you know, addressing that, Lynn?
Well, there's some really innovative ideas being put on the table. For example, if you've made the drive to Minneapolis, you see that those massive transmission towers only have one wire hanging on them. So there's the possibility of adding that second wire and using a combination of natural gas and wind to power that other wire. There's the possibility of using it for some innovative new heating options in Western North Dakota, as the governor's talked about. And then we're talking with a lot of people about temporarily storing this produced gas so we can bring it back later when we've got the processing capacity and monetize it at that point in time. You know, rather than flare it or have it hold our oil production back, we think there's a possibility of temporarily storing it.
When you say temporarily storing it, is that something that would have to be, rather deep, or how do you temporarily store it?
Yeah, well, you know, North Dakota has been blessed with incredible geology. We've got what we call layer cake geology. So we've just got layer after layer of shale zones and these nice sand producing zones or saline zones. And so we've got a project going with the ERC up there at Grand Forks where they're looking at all those different horizons that have pore space in them to see if there's a possibility that one of those could store this gas for, you know, maybe 5 years and give us the breathing room we need to get the processing built and then bring it back out of there 5 years from now and put it to the market.
Lynn Helms is with us, Director of the Department of Mineral Rights in North Dakota. And, by the way, questions or comments, welcome for Lynn. If you have them, get them in. Our final segment coming up next, 258-0550, 258-0550. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind.
The brand new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
Hi, it's Scott Hennen. My wife Marie and I and our daughters were in Norway about 2 years ago with the great Carol Juven. And I'll tell you what, it was a trip of a lifetime. Not just because we saw some incredible sights and cities in Norway, but we met our relatives. And Carol Juven helps you find your relatives, even if you've never known where they were or whatever. I mean, that in and of itself is an incredible service. So we're going back to celebrate our heritage and witness the midnight sun, fjords, waterfalls, mountains, 7-day land tour. Where will we go, Mr. Juven?
You can go to Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, Trondheim.
Then travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun aboard a beautiful Norwegian ship, the Polaris, which I understand visits some really neat places. Where?
Absolutely gorgeous. The Lofoten Islands, the North Cape, the Kirkenes along the Russian border. You're visiting some cities that like Narvik and Harstad were World War II famous. The largest cannon in the world is there, and it's still being shown to the people.
Yeah, so this cruise is about learning the history of Norway. Think about that in World War II and how they lived. It's amazing. 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093. We'll send you out a packet of information.
Welcome along.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at Go Wireline, a great place to work. They really are. Great team of folks. Been at it a lot of years. Back to a combined 200 years of experience in the wireline industry. Five of the Go Wireline founders have over 30 years of wireline experience in the Williston Basin. They're local. They're North Dakota. They're the only wireline available from North Dakota, where there's actually a North Dakota business doing this. And the convenient locations in Williston and Dickinson. Easily go anywhere in western North Dakota. Find out more about their opportunities, by the way. GoWireline.com/careers. GoWireline.com/careers. 11 before the top of the hour, continuing our conversation with Len Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. If you have a question or comment, 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 888-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, or you can text me at 367-2054, 367-2054. Question from a texter, Lynn, wants to know when you see the ramp-up of production outside of the core. And we should maybe explain what the core is right now. Where's the core of the Bakken production happening right now?
Good question, and of course, the core of the Bakken is eastern McKenzie County, southwestern Mountrail County, and northwestern Dunn County, right in that area, you know, around Mandaree, between, I guess you'd say, Johnson's Corner and Newtown. That's the core of the Bakken. The oil wells drilled in that area are so productive that even at very low prices, the drilling is economic and pays out there. As far as a ramp up outside the core, we're getting close to those dollar amounts. We're at $71 West Texas Intermediate today, $80 on the Brent side. I'd say we're probably within $4 or $5 of that. And with this uncertainty that's going on with the Saudi government, who knows where that oil price is headed. But, activity outside the core, still, we got to have $75 West Texas Intermediate before we see that happen. And so we're probably a year or so off of that number, if everything holds and we don't have some kind of major upset up or down.
And then when you talk about the core expanded, you know, how far out compared to, for instance, last time when you had $100 oil and that core was all the way up to, you know, I guess, you know, all along the Canadian border practically and quite a few other areas, right? I mean, is the distance of the core and where that goes this go around going to be significantly different than last time?
I think slightly different, but not significantly different. We're seeing wells up in Burke County that are economic to produce, you know, in that $75 range. So I think as far as the Bakken and Three Forks, you know, we're going to see drilling expand out into Burke County, Divide County, over into Billings and down into Stark at $75 oil. Now, the play up in Bottineau, that's a spearfish play. That's not Bakken and Three Forks. And that's not going to happen at $75 oil. You're talking $80 or $90 oil to make that work up there. So, or some kind of technology breakthrough. So we're still 2 or 3 years out on that.
Go ahead, Lynn.
Oh, one thing I wanted to do before we get off the wire here is give a shout-out to the Bureau of Land Management and Department of Interior. The rule that they finalized on venting and flaring, they call it their waste prevention rule. That recognition of state and tribal regulation to handle the flaring problem is absolutely spot on. That's what we've been talking about for cooperative federalism, you know, for 4 or 5 years now. It was great to see, and kudos to the Department of Interior on that.
Nice to have some, you know, positive change for a change, isn't it?
Absolutely.
A little proactive federal government listing some of these things. Glenn and Mandan for a land question on the phone. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, I'm wondering, Mr. Helm, why, like down in Wyoming, that a greater share of the oil pumps down there are running by the gas so they don't have to burn it off. I was wondering why they don't do that up here.
Well, the modern, and that's, again, a great question. You know, why aren't we running more of the equipment on gas? Two reasons, really, primarily. The Bakken gas is extremely rich in butanes, propanes plus, and so it makes it very difficult to use as a raw engine fuel. But the second thing is that this highly efficient machine that they've built out here depends on programmable controllers and electric drivers in order to speed pumping units up and slow them down and control the compressors and all of the pumps. And so it's a electrified oil field that runs off computers and sensors, and that's how they've been able to achieve the efficiencies that they've achieved. So, you know, maybe they can get to the point where they generate that electricity using natural gas. That would really be the breakthrough that would make this thing work great. And I know there's a lot of effort going into that to use natural gas at the well sites to generate electricity.
Okay, thank you.
Glenn, glad we got you an answer. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you listening and calling Glenn from Mandan. Out of time for today, never enough. Glenn, to talk about all the great things that are happening in oil and gas production as that ramp up continues. It's fun to see. It's exciting to see. And we appreciate your good hard work and the whole team there. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for letting us call in. Bye.
You've been enjoying the conversation very much, folks. That's for sure. Take a break. Come back with more on what's on. Oh, no, we can't. We got to go, Todd, don't we?
Back in a few hours.
Just back in a few hours.
Close.
Yeah. Back before you blink. We'll do it again soon. All right, folks. We're out of time. Tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. And remember, Todd and I take those texts 24/7. So if you got suggest a guest or topic or comment, lay it on us. 226-8503 for him. 367-2054 for me. God bless you. Bye-bye.
How's Endless Pools sound? They're at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, right now, waiting for you. Vince Webker is here. Vince, what's the deal with these endless pools?
Well, endless pools are a great fitness machine. And when you said, how does endless pools sound, it sounds to me like you want to improve your well-being, your wellness, and your health. I talked to a customer today. He's bought several products from me, just bought an endless pool. I said, that'll be the best thing you ever did for yourself. I have a couple customers right now that have lost over 75 and 100 pounds this year alone just from working out in water.
Inside, outside, where do you put them?
Inside would be ideal where we live because we really want you to use it 365 days a year. You can use it outside 365 days a year, but I know how you and I are. When it's 10 below, it's hard to get out of the comfort of the warmth and to go outside and use it. But you can use it outdoors in the winter.
You tell them Scott sent you, and you will save big time on endless pools and hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.